again. But happy Christmas and welcome here on Christmas morning. Just to remind us, it's a funny time because today is Thursday. I've just been reminded today is Thursday. On Saturday, which is in 2 days' time, there's a film here at 2 o'clock. And then the day after, which is only in 3 more days' time, it's a Sunday again, back to normal. And there's a circuit service here. The circuit are coming to us on 3 days' time for the Sunday service, and it's at 10:30 here. At both of those, please do stay for coffee. There's coffee and biscuits being served after today's service, and there will, of course, when we have our circuit service, for a time of fellowship after we've all worshipped together. And now we start our Christmas Day service with Stephen for the first time here, but the hope for many, many years of Christmases to come. Thank you.
Thanks very much. I hope I have. Ominous. Happy Christmas, everyone. It's great to be here with you celebrating. I'm going to be dashing off early because I've got a 10:30 service at Broken Cross. So I'll take your Christmas greetings to them. But Jill will be taking over. That is Jill, my wife, not the other Jill. Hopefully I haven't scared you there. So we're going to start with our Advent ring. We lit the first candle to represent peace of mind. We lit the second candle to represent peace in the community. Our third candle was representing peace from conflict. And our fourth candle was representing peace of God. Today, we light the central candle in celebration of the birth of Jesus on earth, the Prince of Peace. And Arnold will come and light the candle. And we say together, Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, shine your light in our hearts. May we know the power of your presence and the peace of your love. And may your peace fill this world. Amen. And so now we sing together hymn 196, Come and Join the Celebration. And stand as you are able. Please stand. Yeah, I know, I'll tell you.
Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation. There's a new king born today. Gee, the shepherds hurry down to Bethlehem. Gaze in wonder at the time of birth with praise. Join the celebration, it's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation, there's a new king born today. Wise men journey the star. So come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. share our jubilation. There's a new king born today. God is with us. Round the world the message brings. Bells on earth are pealing. Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Come and share our jubilation. There's a new king born today.
Please be seated. So now we're going to speak with God as we prayed together. Let us pray. Loving God, at this time of giving and receiving, of showing our love and gratitude to others through the exchanging of cards and gifts, we are reminded of the great gift you have given to us in Christ and of how little we have to offer in return. Whatever we might bring, it can never repay you. Whatever we might sacrifice, it can scarcely begin to express our thanks. But what we can offer and gladly bring is our praise and worship. And so, like the choir of angels on the night of his birth, we sing your praise and tell out the good news. Like the shepherds returning from the manger, we give you glory for all that we have seen and heard. Like the Magi kneeling in wonder, we offer our gifts as token of our love and sign of our commitment. Loving God, at this time of giving and receiving, we do not have much to bring to you. But we do offer this time together. Our songs, our reading, our thinking, speaking and listening. And we offer ourselves such as we are in praise and joyful celebration. For you have blessed us in so much. Receive our worship. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so now we're going to have a reading. It's a familiar one for Christmas time, though I haven't had it so far, so it's going to be nice to hear. And by the way, this is Ruth. My youngest.
John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone may believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the light, who gives light to everyone, will come into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave them the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but the birth that comes from God. So the word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen him in his glory, the glory of the Father, his one and only Son.
Thank you very much. Right, okay. Right, so I noticed a few Christmas presents around. Do you want to show me the Christmas presents, anyone? Hello? Come in. Oh, come on. Come on, quickly get on before they do. Right. Right, so what's this one?
It's a puppy.
Hold it. Let your sister speak. It's a puppy and it can play music.
Yeah,
that's the button. I dare not, but there we go. Go on.
Shift the button!
I think that's going for the next week. I bet you're hoping that the batteries are short-lived. Okay, so what you guys got then?
Lapland once, and we got a polar bear. And we made our own polar bear too. Yeah.
Did you?
And the bear, Bertie the bear.
Well, Bobby, it's a bit like tennis here, isn't it? Great. Okay. Excellent. Right. I'm going to need your help.
Yeah.
Don't going to need your help, folks, because I need to tell the story. But I seem to have mislaid all the
characters.
So we're looking for a Mary, a Joseph, three wise men, two shepherds, two sheep, and a donkey. Oh, they're pretty good. They might need help to find one or a couple of others. Oh, to get hold. Oh, well found.
Now let's look for Mary.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. You have found the angel, though. Okay. Have we got it? Right. Okay. Okay, so, right. Okay, guys. Can I, listen, can I have the angel and Mary, please? Right, okay. And also Joseph. Where's Joseph? That's a shepherd. You can tell. No, that's a king. Where's Joseph? You've lost Joseph. Ah. Oh. Okay. Right. Okay. So, right. I'll tell you the story. Okay. So, one day, a woman called Mary was visited by an angel. There we go. And the angel said that she was going to be a mum. So I'll put Mary up there. So, Mary and Joseph was going to be Mary's husband. They went to Bethlehem, where they had a child. And of course, the angel was flying all over the place, telling good news. And actually, some of the people that the angel told the good news to was shepherds. Could you pass me the shepherds?
Yeah, I just need to fix this.
You just need to fix it, do you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, can I have the shepherds? And can I have the sheep? Oh, wait a minute, you're missing one sheep.
Of course,
we've got the donkey there. A rather drunk donkey, I think, but there you go. Where's the sheep? Oh, these sheep have a habit of being lost, don't they? Oh, you found one? Excellent. Okay, where's the other one? Where's the other sheep? Where's the other sheep? Where's the other sheep? Oh, right, okay, right, okay. So, right, let's go, right. So, the angel came to a couple of shepherds who were in the fields looking after their sheep. So I popped them there. And they said, "Don't be afraid. We've got good news for you. Mary's had a baby." And they were all very excited. And they went off and saw Mary and Joseph. Right, okay. Now, it's the three wise men, isn't it? Okay, three wise men. Now, meanwhile, there were three wise men. Well, we don't know how many, really, but we're going to say three for now. There were three wise men who came from the east. And what do they do?
They ride a camel and work with a camel.
Okay, well, we haven't got a camel. He got the hump and left. Oh, I've got to get one of those in. Right, okay. So they came in. And they saw Mary and Joseph. There we go. Whoops. They're down there. Right, and saw Mary and Joseph. And they gave three gifts. What gifts did they give?
Myrrh.
Gold.
Frankincense.
That's right. Well done. So, and a star was up and everything was lovely and wonderful. Have I missed something?
The
bad king, yes, that's right, yeah.
And then the king tried to kill Jesus, but they went to...
Well, yeah, that's for later. That's for later. Right, but that we're missing something.
Stop,
baby. Oh, wait a minute. Baby Jesus, yes, because we got the shepherds, we got the wise men, and we got Mary and Joseph and the angel. Okay, you need to look for Jesus. Keep looking for Jesus. Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Yeah, I thought I'd get rid of that. Where's Jesus? Anyone found Jesus? Reminds me of a joke I'll tell you one day about finding Jesus.
Cold.
You're very cold.
Cold.
Oh, it's so much fun, this. Cold, you're looking the wrong way. Oh, no, that's the manger and the blanket. Here's Jesus.
Hey, that was just like a joke.
Okay, so let's put Jesus in the manger there and the blanket. Well, he's got in swaddling clothes. Okay, right. So, actually, if you think about it, the story's really incomplete without Jesus, isn't it? Because, actually, the angel came and told Mary that she was going to have a baby boy, and she was to call him Jesus. Whoops, go careful. And so Mary and Joseph went up to Bethlehem, where Mary had Jesus, didn't they? And then the shepherds were told by the angel, not about Mary and Joseph, but about Jesus being born. And so they came to see Jesus. And the wise men didn't come to see Mary and Joseph, did they?
No.
They came to see
Jesus.
And actually, that is something important about today. I mean, we have so many things, so many good things. I bet you like your presents. I bet you like food. Do you like food? Yeah. Yeah, have family over. Yeah, yeah. Some like their family. But anyway, and all sorts of wonderful things. But actually, the most important thing about today
is having fun.
Is, yeah, well, that's one of them, is having fun. And by all means, by all means, have fun and great time. I want you to have a lovely time. But it's also, remember that it's about Jesus coming to this world. It's about God's love for every one of us, shown through Jesus. And actually, that's actually something about life as well.
Me and Anna have got to stand by.
Yeah. Okay. So, have a great time, everyone. Really enjoy today and the following days. But don't forget, don't leave Jesus out of your story. Okay. Thank you very much for your help. You can give them a round of applause. They did. They had to work hard. Whoa! Did I tell you polar bears don't jump? That's all right. No problem. No problem. Right, so we're going to sing two carols now. We're going to sing See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. And then you're going to be singing... Singing the Faith 216. And then we're going to sing Joy to the World. But Jill will tell you the hymn number because I'll be leaving you. So I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and I'll wing my way over to Broken Cross. So we sing together, See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw, hymn number 216. Please stand as you are able.
See him lying on a bed of straw, draughty stable with an open door. Mary cradling the babe she bore, the grace of heaven is his name. Oh, no, carry me to Bethlehem, see the Lord appear to me. Just as water was his stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Sweep across the sky,
we're going to move straight into number 313, Singing the Faith, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. 330. going to pray now for other people. It's right, isn't it, that as we celebrate today and have a good time with our friends and family, that we're mindful of those who are struggling at this time. So let's pray. Loving God, on this joyous Christmas morning, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, born not in comfort, but in a borrowed stable, welcomed by animals, shepherds, and strangers, and very quickly having to flee as a refugee. You know what it is to begin life with nothing. And so today we bring to you a world that still knows struggle as well as joy. We pray for all who, like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, have no safe place to call home, for refugees and asylum seekers, for families living in temporary accommodation, and for those sleeping rough this Christmas. May they know your presence, your protection, and the kindness of others acting in your name. We pray for those for whom today is hard, for anyone who's grieving, for those who are lonely, unwell, or anxious, and for people for whom Christmas brings painful memories. May the light that shone in the darkness of Bethlehem shine gently into their lives today. We pray for children everywhere, for those who woke up excited this morning, and for those whose lives are shaped by poverty, war, or neglect. We remember especially children caught up in conflict, and we ask that they may know safety, care, and hope. We pray for our world, for places torn by war, for leaders and decision makers, and for all who work for peace, justice, and compassion. At Christmas, when angels sang of peace on earth, help us to live in ways that make that song ring true. And finally, loving God, we pray for ourselves as we celebrate, eat, laugh, and share gifts. Help us to remember the greatest gift of all, your love made flesh in Jesus. Send us out from this place ready to share that love in our words, our actions, and our care for others. We offer all these prayers in the name of the child in the manger, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. You don't get much of me today, you'll be glad to know, because I'm sure we're all looking forward to spending more time with our loved ones and sharing some of that Christmas plenty over the next few hours. So we're going to close now by singing number 212 in Singing the Faith, 212, which is O Come All Ye Faithful. Steve always picks this one on Christmas Day. This is his picks, not mine. And I think it's because it's got that extra verse that you only sing on Christmas morning, so it seems, I think he feels it's got to be done. So it is a beautiful carol, a well-known carol, so let's stand as we are able and sing together, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let's close by sharing the words of the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Just to say, do stay for coffee. Feel free to bring it back into church if there isn't room in the coffee lounge. If you have to dash off for the turkey, we quite understand, but it is only 10:05 on Christmas morning, so perhaps a cup of coffee might go down really well. But thank you to all the Dallin family for what you've done today. Thank you very much to all of you. Thank you.
Jesus, your